No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. We've got a lot to get to today as Ole Miss is surging in the 2027 recruiting class and picked up another commitment on Mother's Day. So the Rebels do have two commits in the class of 2027 now. So we'll talk about both of them, what it means, and also some more recruiting news to pass along on the Rebels on this Monday. Hope you guys had a great Mother's Day weekend. We've got a lot to talk about, but first I got to talk to you guys about our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com. Give them a call today. They power everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit and on Talk of Champions. Text or call them for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. Few are doing more in the NIL space for the Rebels than Riverland Roofing. So Mother's Day was drawing to maybe a little bit of a close, but the Rebels were just getting going on the recruiting trail as Trey Collins announced his commitment to Ole Miss. The Hazelhurst safety is one of the most intriguing prospects in the class of 2027, a really dynamic athlete who doubles as a baseball, basketball, and football, or I guess triples, right? A little baseball jokes there, I guess, as a baseball, basketball, and football prospect out of Hazelhurst. And he sits in the On 300 for us at On 3, 216th overall prospect in the country, 19th ranked safety, the 8th prospect in Mississippi. He has really been a fast riser for us, and we circled him as somebody to keep an eye on, of course, putting him in that On 300 in what is really a talented 2027 class in Mississippi. And the Rebels offered him, I believe, probably last week, maybe the week before, and quickly got him on board. And I spoke with one of our scouts, Cody Belair, on Sunday, who gave me the rundown on what the Rebels are getting in him. If you're not watching on our YouTube channel, you can see his highlights on Huddle. But Cody had this to say: a long body defensive back that doubles as a two-way playmaker for Hazelhurst High School, dynamic athlete that has the range to play center field and cover sideline to sideline, excellent ball skills, and confident when the ball is in the air. He's a fluid mover that has loose hips and a great trigger when working downhill in run support. He loves the fact that he returns kicks and punts as well, needs to add the mass to his frame, but has the body type to do so with ease. And I can tell you, it all checks out on tape. And Trey Collins is one of those Mississippi prospects that a lot of people are going to be playing catch up on. He's really got, I would say, kind of a just like normal offer list, like nothing crazy. He's got Air Force, he's got Alcorn, Jackson State, Southern Miss, Kentucky, and then Ole Miss. And he has really blown up. And for those of you that are in the state of Mississippi, I feel like this is kind of the what happens with some of these Mississippi prospects. They kind of fly under the radar. You know, Hazelhurst is, you know, not some program that historically you just hear so much about. From a national perspective, it's down, you know, in, you know, just north of Brookhaven and south of Jackson. And so it's kind of just out there, and you don't really hear too much of it nationally in a sense. And so Trey Collins is putting it on the map. There's no doubt about that. He's really become a prospect that for us at On3 we love, and we're going to be talking about for a while over the course of this 2027 class as Ole Miss gets going with Trey Collins in this class. And it's a big deal. And I spoke with Trey a little bit over text on Mother's Day, and he just told me, you know, this is a place that he really sees a great fit for him. And he grew up an Ole Miss fan as well. So that's really cool when you could see these guys fulfill their dreams and put it all together. He loves how the program takes care of the team, and he feels like his play style is an excellent fit with their play style. The style of coaching, they encourage their players to never give up and keep going play by play. And so we're looking forward to catching up with him more soon on his decision. But those were some of his quick thoughts. And as Ole Miss doesn't turn its attention to 2027, because 2026 is, you know, what is it? Probably 9 months, my rough math, from being fully done on the high school front in recruiting. But they are starting out, I would say, very well in this class. And I look at the offensive side of the ball, and we'll talk about one prospect in particular that is committed in LaMarcus Jones. They've really set themselves up well with these two cornerstones that they have in 2027. And LaMarcus has just transferred to Callaway High School and is now stepping into that program. He's a consensus, you know, right now, out of the two recruiting services that have him ranked. It's On3 and 24/7, and he's in the On300. He's in the top 247 for both of those recruiting services early on, which is always a good sign. That's what you want to see from prospects. You want them to be highly ranked, and that usually bodes well for recruiting, and you see that manifest on the field when you add that amount of talent. So LaMarcus Jones committed at the end of March. He's taken a couple of visits elsewhere, but he's also gotten back to Ole Miss too. So he'll let his process play out. But Ole Miss, obviously, in a very good early situation there with LaMarcus Jones. And when you get in-state talent like that, especially in the trenches, you've got to hone in on them and you've got to get them on board. And they did that with LaMarcus Jones. And that's a big deal. That's something that, you know, is something they're working towards in the 2026 class with that talented group of offensive linemen that's in the state of Mississippi. And so those two very nice cornerstones for this class. I look ahead, and I did a larger piece at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. You could sign up for just $1. I've had a bunch of people sign up in the last week or so, jumping on board with some of the recruiting momentum, whether it be Corey Barber, Demarius Yates, now Trey Collins. So join us on the message board. But I did a big kind of rundown of the early names to really know in that 2027 class. And there are more that are emerging. The class is still very young in terms of who Ole Miss has gotten out and seen. They're still prioritizing those 2026 prospects that are getting over to see Ole Miss for official visits here in the coming weeks. You've also got the 2027 class that they're evaling and offering. Spring games, spring practices, those are all going on right now, and we haven't even hit camp season either. So there's still a lot that is going into this 2026 class. But in 27, I think you're seeing the kind of early positive returns of Billy Glasscock and his entire crew of staff in that recruiting department, putting in a lot of work to establishing Ole Miss back as a high school recruiting kind of focus, if you will. You know, the portal's always going to be there. That's where Lane Kiffin, Ben and I talked about it last week, Lane Kiffin running that pro mentality of, hey, well, if we see this isn't working out, there's always the portal for you. We'll help you. and we'll move on and we'll address our roster need with somebody else. And that can sometimes be tough on high school prospects. But at the end of the day, Ole Miss is now putting resources back into high school recruiting at a little bit of a higher clip than what it has in the past, in a sense, because they're going out, they're simplifying their area that they're going after. Quarterback is always going to be a national position. Most coaches operate that way at the SEC level, the Big Ten level, those high levels of college football. That's where they play in, because those big name schools have the tendency to draw quarterbacks from all over the country if your offense is good, like Lane Kiffin's is. So they're approaching it from that perspective. But then you get to the other positions, and they've kind of almost drawn a line, done a little bit of California recruiting, as we know, and they've done that. Lane Kiffin's ties out there make a lot of sense there. But other than that, they've really kind of drawn that line to Texas, then up a little bit, and then over, and they've generally stayed in the South and on the East Coast. And that's a great plan of attack for Ole Miss. And we've seen that help, I think, with some of the early priorities in this 2027 class get to campus and get some time on campus. And so I did want to spend, and some of you guys, I hope the hardcore recruitniks are on this podcast right now, because this is as recruitnik as it gets, looking ahead almost two full years to a recruiting cycle that, especially in the world of the transfer portal, just isn't necessarily going to get that much of attention. But we do have some of you guys hanging out with us in the live chat and watching this. So I appreciate you guys for hanging with us here. But it is important to get to know some of these prospects as they get going in the world of high school recruiting. And I'm going to try my best to keep this focus generally on the Mississippi guys, because those are some that really, and shout out Zachary, the sickos are here. I'm going to try to keep this focus on Mississippi, because I do feel like for the most part, that's where Ole Miss has really made a good bit of progress early on. They've got some others that I'll mention, but I do want to highlight the quarterback recruiting, because that's always a really fun position to look at as far as how they're recruiting it and the prospects that have already been on campus. And I'll highlight four prospects who have been on campus or have been visited by the staff that really caught my eye. And in terms of their reactions and kind of the buzz that I've heard out of, you know, Ole Miss sources and things like that. And one of them got a visit from the staff earlier this week, or I should say last week, and that's Peter Bork. And he's out of Massachusetts. So as a hockey guy, I immediately thought, is this Ray Bork's grandson? Like, and I'm still trying to figure out if maybe it is, but I don't think it is. But anyway, kind of looks like him. He might, really might be. So if anybody wants to Google that, I've tried and I couldn't find it on there. So that's one of my goals, is I've got to figure out if this is in fact Ray Bork's grandson, or maybe even son, because he does have a little bit of that look. But anyway, Peter Bork, top 50 prospect on three. He got a visit from the coaching staff last week. He's a top target. I would expect they really turn up the heat there. And then Keegan Croucher made his way all the way down from New York to check out Ole Miss. He's on the cusp of being a top 100 prospect for on three. He is a top 10 quarterback. He's one of the best in the country. He's got a really nice frame to him already, 6'3", 185. He's got a lot of offers from the Northeast and Michigan and kind of that run of programs. But the one that I would say is probably the best combination of catching my eye and also reciprocating that interest early on, Kareem Hughley. And he's out of Gainesville, Georgia. He is a top 10 quarterback. He's the 115th ranked overall prospect. And Ole Miss jumped on him and offered this spring. And I think this one has really struck well with him. I think his combination to run the football and throw it is really something that has stood out to him. Now, the Bulldogs are lurking. They just got Jared Curtis, the five-star quarterback out of Nashville. And Kareem Hughley could be one of those prospects that would make a lot of sense to sit, to learn, to develop. He's a really, really bright, energetic kid. I could see him really wanting to play in this offense in the end. So we'll see a lot of time for these prospects to go through their recruitments and figure out what they want to do. But he did quickly make it over to Ole Miss. He's well-traveled. He's been to pretty much every program that's offered him so far. And the Rebels sit among those in the early slot for him, sitting well. Another prospect, Jerry Meyer, the third out of Waxahachie, is a three-star quarterback. He's another prospect that's visited, and I think he's going to be on the radar for Ole Miss for the foreseeable future.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all, so when I recommend Free Pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15, with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As you get out of quarterbacks, you've got to find somebody to put in the backfield with them. And if I'm Ole Miss, numbers work, and you figure it out, they've got three really good in-state options. They have some others that they're after, but the main one right here, the highlight, is going to be Tyson Robinson. And that's because right now he is ranked as the number one player in Mississippi on three, nation's number two running back. He's out of Brandon High. Ole Miss has gotten him on campus. He's been around. Ole Miss is battling the likes of Tennessee, USC, Alabama, Oklahoma. There is a strong contingent of programs battling the Rebels here. And if you're Ole Miss, he is, man, I covered Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Tyson Robinson kind of reminds me of Clyde. I mean, very similar stature, can catch the football, can do all of those things. You can move him around an offense, and this would be a Ole Miss has a really good kind of future laid out for the running back position. You've got Jamichael Jones and you've got Demaryius Yates in 26. You got Shaquai Mills Knight signed. You got Kiwon Lacy, a nice young running back. Tyson Robinson is, I really love his film. I think he could be somebody that steps right in and plays early. That's how high I am on him. But he's not the only in-state prospect that's hanging around. You've got another top 100 prospect in Ty Keys out of Mississippi, 6'2", 175, big, tall back in that sense. And maybe he develops into just a huge, huge dude. Maybe he develops into a little bit of a receiver. But one player that has serious wheels, so much speed here, and is one of the most well-spoken prospects I've talked to in 27 already, that's Mykel Stephen. He's out of Madison Central. I really liked what I saw from him at the Under Armour New Orleans camp that I got a chance to watch him at. Top 40 running back, 13th ranked prospect in Mississippi in that 2027 cycle. We're the only ones that have him ranked so far, but really he has that ability to catch the football again. And I talk about that, and I think it's so paramount because Ole Miss loves to see its running backs kind of move around and get those opportunities here and there. That's what they'd like to do more of. But Ole Miss has done a really nice job here early on. Florida State, Georgia kind of hanging around, and Florida also in the mix there for him. So running back position, we're really starting to see this, you know, I guess maybe the 2024 season Ole Miss had to, you know, pay the piper a little bit to allow some of these really elite running backs to get into the mix here. And then Lane Kiffin and company can reap the benefits once they're on campus, because they are recruiting this position at a high clip. And there's a lot of alignment at Ole Miss right now, just overall when it comes to recruiting. I think the running back position is one of those where they know exactly what they're doing. We're seeing at the wide receiver position as well with Corey Barber's commitment. We saw, obviously, Jamison Powell and Zion LaGreebe committed early. The wide receiver class in 27 is one that I think is still working itself out, which, of course, it's very early. But the one prospect that I think it's important to note that he was on campus, and that's Easton Royal. He's the nation's number 3 overall wide receiver in the country on the On3 industry ranking. He's out of New Orleans, and he's made it a priority to get over to Ole Miss. They're really high on him. They really like what he can bring to the table. And so we'll keep an eye on that one there. Tight end is another one that they've only got a handful of offers out already. And I wouldn't necessarily peg one as a early leader for Ole Miss. But this is a position next up on the offensive line that the Rebels are doing a very good job early on. And I think if they, you know, have it fall perfectly, could be one of the best offensive line hauls in recent Ole Miss history. And you look at the guys that they're after, and I want to start in the state of Texas because they've just assembled a good group of Texas recruiters in that room for Billy Glasscock in that recruiting and personnel department. Quaff Ward out of Texarkana, Texas High, top 10 prospect in the country for On3, number 3 offensive tackle. He's been on campus, as well as another East Texas standout, Demarion Johnson, who picked up his offer from the Rebels this spring. They got him to campus, and they were able to dish out an offer, and they positioned themselves early. You know, these guys are going to be tough to get out of the state of Texas, but those two guys early on to show their true interest in the program, getting over there was huge. And then you have in-state, Cade Moss at the offensive tackle position, the top 5 offensive tackle nationally on 3. If the rankings were over today, he'd be a 5-star. He's right down the road, from the Rebels. And then, you know, another prospect, Antonio Kiefer, who picked up an offer this spring. He's out of Memphis at Southwind. So again, right down the road. Ole Miss has jumped heavily up into that mix. I could see him making a decision early on with his proximity to the school and jumping on board this class and joining LaMarcus Jones. And then they offered a real sleeper, Kodero McDaniel out of Brookhaven, Mississippi, another prospect who I don't even think he had a profile before he visited, and Ole Miss was the first offer. That one meant a lot to him. Keep an eye on that one. They're working that one heavily. Before I go any further, I do want to remind you guys about our friends at My Perfect Franchise. MyPerfectFranchise.net is where you can find Andy Ludicky at. You can also give him a call and get more information on the world of franchise ownership. 404-973-9901 is where you can find him at. And he's helped tons of people get into the franchise ownership world and help them change their life, whether it be leaving a legacy for your kids and a business that they can run, or whether it be trying to get out of the corporate rat race and finding a new passion. He can talk you through the right franchise for you and your family and your financial requirements and time. And so give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him andy at myperfectfranchise.net. Appreciate him and all he does for us at the Ole Miss Spirit Talk of Champions. So shout out Andy. Was texting with him today. We're going to get together when I'm down in the Panhandle, see him with some family as well. So looking forward to that. We do move over to the defensive side of the ball. And this is actually, for as good as Ole Miss has been defensively, and we're seeing them really hit their stride, I think, recruiting certain positions, you never know what Pete Golding and that defensive staff is cooking up. That was evidenced by Isaiah Williams, the number one linebacker in the country, committing to Ole Miss earlier this month. And I think that's where, when you look at some of these positions, you know Randall Joyner's particular. You know Pete Golding's particular. You know Brian Brown and Wes Neighbors are particular, and they are going to take their time. And there's some positions that you can see them being farther along at when it comes to recruiting them and comes to putting together, you know, their plan for that position. And we're seeing them dish out some new offers here lately. So we're going to keep an eye on some of those. And one of those is Cameron Hall. He's at a Mansfield Summit in the Arlington, Texas area. Randall Joyner was by to see him earlier this spring. The host of in-state programs have offered him, and Ole Miss is the latest to get into the mix there, and he's emerging as one of the top edge prospects in the country. And then Ole Miss also offered Caden McCarty, one of the top prospects in the Houston area. He came to campus for a visit. He swung through. The Rebels were able to dish out an offer once they saw him. And then another prospect destined for four-star range is Derwin Fields out of Brookhaven, Mississippi. Again, a really talented prospect here. He looks the part in a big way. There's not many edge prospects that look as good as Derwin Fields does coming off the bus. The Rebels have jumped into that. Florida, USC, Southern Miss, Auburn, Ole Miss. He's going to be a top target for this program, and they're going to be after him in a big, big way for the foreseeable future, making sure he doesn't get out of the state. But Randall Joyner, he doesn't back down from any sort of battle. And one prospect that he's going to have to lock in on to keep in the state of Mississippi is Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. And he is the nation's number three defensive tackle prospect. But he also went out and he offered somebody from, you know, kind of his hometown-ish, South Dallas. Randall played his high school ball up in North Dallas, but Jalen Brewster, the number one defensive lineman in the country for the class of 2027, picked up an offer last week, and that was in front of Randall Joyner. So really, you know, talented prospect that has clearly impressed the coaching staff, and they were able to go ahead and get an offer out to him. And they also offered Caden Fife out of Chattooga in Cedar Bluff, Alabama, a three-star prospect, top 30 defensive tackle nationally. He's jumping up quickly among those prospects that are starting to get heavily recruited at his position in the 2027 class. He was pretty high on the offer from what he told me. And then Jamarcus Pittman is at Memphis Academy of Science and Engineering. He is like a refrigerator from what I'm told. And so one day I'll get a picture of him up there for you guys. But I think he is going to be somebody that is listed as a four-star right now. 24/7 has him all the way in five-star range. We've got a more, you know, strong three-star, 86. Long way to go here. But until he gets out and shows how he can move at that size, it's something that is worth noting that rankings-wise, he could be a plug. He could be a great college defensive tackle. But at that size, what will the NFL do with you? That's going to be the line to walk there. But somebody who is kind of perfectly in that NFL size range is Devin Robertson, who has blown up this spring as well. He is picking up offers left and right. four-star prospect, top 250 overall prospect, 24th ranked defensive tackle in the country. He's out of Oak Grove in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So another in-state prospect for Randall Joyner to keep an eye on. They've got a lot of options on that defensive line that they've hosted and or gone out and seen recently. So I'm intrigued to see how that one goes. You also have the linebacker position that Ole Miss continues to get out and eval and really get on heavily. And you look at the number one, well, he's the number two linebacker currently, but when I talked to him this spring, he was the number one linebacker. Caden Henderson out of Tampa Jesuit just picked up an offer from Ole Miss. They're going to be on him heavily. And they've also gotten Joshua Eccles on their board. He's out of Buford, Georgia. Again, a talent producing machine out there in Buford High, and they have hosted him as well. So that's a big first step in the right direction. He was on campus for the Georgia game. He's got Maryland. He's got plenty of other opportunities for him right now on the scholarship front. And then you've got in-state Devontre Brewer, another prospect in the four-star range, 293 overall prospect, 23rd linebacker nationally. He's out of Tupelo. I can tell you this. Tupelo High is a program that right now I get the sense that if Ole Miss wanted someone from it, they could get him. And that's going to be put to the test a little bit more as this recruiting cycle in 2026 unfolds, because of course, you know, Mississippi State has some commits or has one commit right now from Tupelo. In Iverson McCoy, and they are continuously recruiting that program hard. But the Rebels getting Braylon Williams from Tupelo, they're, I think if they press for Jerelyn McCoy, they can get him. There's some other great targets out of Tupelo right now, and Devontre Brewer is trending as one of those top targets. Big power lifter, track guy. So excited to get a look at him at some point in the future on the field. I really want to see that, because it's some of these linebackers and with that size, that strength, he can be a true thumper in the middle for this defense. So keep an eye on those guys for Pete Golding. Certainly some of the top linebacker prospects out there. Do want to remind you guys as well about our friends at Status Jet. StatusJet.com is where you need to go to get the lowdown on how to travel first class. And by first class, I mean whether they're big planes, small private jets, Status Jet can get you from point A to point B with a level of luxury that you'd expect from a private jet company. They can arrange experiences for your family, your friends, or work colleagues. Write that trip off, everyone. So reach out to StatusJet.com, mention the Ole Miss Spirit, and get a discount on a round-trip flight. And oh yeah, you don't need a membership. You don't need to pay a huge upfront fee. Just pay for your trip. Status Jet will take care of the rest. We wrap up here with the secondary. And this is an exciting position because there are some prospects that are nearby that Ole Miss sits in good early position for. There are also some prospects nationally that Ole Miss is offering this spring. And they're getting out there and they're really positioning themselves to be a program to watch for some of these prospects, you know, and the, I think the cornerback position in particular is beginning to be a little bit of a position where you can see some of, I don't want to say diva, but kind of diva-esque guys, they're wanting to go somewhere else and they want to do something different. They want to go, you know, leave their region and go play somewhere at a national program that's won 10 games back-to-back seasons, that's been on the cusp of a college football playoff, that's put some guys in the league. Look at the job they did with Trey Amos. Those are all things that these prospects are watching, and it helps to kind of have that balance between the two. And I think we're seeing that at corner. We're seeing that a little bit at safety, but Ole Miss has really stepped into this position, and I think early on are hitting on the position you want to be in for some of these prospects. You look at a Keyshawn Bowman out of Nashville, nation's top 100 prospect, 11th cornerback nationally, really, really intriguing prospect that Ole Miss is in a strong early position for. They went and saw a top 100 prospect last week in Xavier Hassan out of Cardinal Gibbons in Raleigh. And then they've been on another Tennessee prospect, Dre Otey, who, if you draw up cornerbacks, 6'1", 160, as a high school soon-to-be junior is a pretty good way to draw him up. And then another prospect that I really want you guys to keep an eye on here, and who knows where this goes with him being out from California, but Patrick Hall. And from what I gather, he kind of sought Ole Miss out a little bit here and was able to get on campus. He picked up an offer, and the Rebels are going to recruit him heavily. He looks like $1 million from what I've gathered. And then you look back in state at the safety position, Dolph McDonald out of Morton, Mississippi, brother of Xavier McDonald, one of the top wide receivers in the 2026 class. He's visited. He's got an offer. He's top 100 prospect, top 10 safety. Really, really exciting guy to have on the radar for Ole Miss. And they've, again, done a really good job here. Trey Collins, Hazelhurst High School, is committed now. So a strong early start to this 2027 class for Ole Miss. And they'll continue to go after it and go after it hard on the recruiting trail, because there's still like another two more weeks of live evaluation, coaches on the road, period. So make sure you keep it locked on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. Just $1 to sign up. And also make sure you use code OLEMISS20 for 20% off your order at roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. First-time customers only there. And also, everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit is powered by our friends at Riverland Roofing. So we appreciate them for all they do. Riverlandroofing.com, or text or call them 662-644-4297. Ben Garrett and I will be back later this week. Special guest coming on the show, Talk of Champions. So make sure you don't miss it. Hit that like, hit that follow, hit that subscribe button, whatever it is on YouTube or your podcast network. Make sure you're locked in with Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm Billy Embody. We appreciate you guys listening to this live Talk of Champions on this Monday afternoon. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Have a great rest of the week. Catch you guys later.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.